Chapter 4. The man who was called the Count could not be looked up in the Book of Noble Families. The fact was, he couldn't be looked up anywhere. He owed nearly 700,000 kroner in unpaid taxes to the tax authority. But no matter how often the authority pointed this out in letters mailed to his last known address on Mabini Street in the Philippines' capital city of Manila, it never received any money in return. Or anything else. After all, how could the tax authority know that the address had been chosen at random, and that the notices ended up at the home of a local fishmonger who opened them and used them to wrap tiger prawns and octopus? Meanwhile, the Count actually lived in Stockholm with his girlfriend, who was called the Countess, and was a high-level distributor of various narcotics. Under her name, he ran 5 dealerships that sold used cars in the southern suburbs of the capital city. He had been in the business since analog days, when it was possible to dismantle and rebuild a car with a monkey wrench rather than a degree in computer science. But he had had an easier time than most in surviving the transition to digital, which was how one single dealership had become 5 in the span of a few years. In the wake of this growth, there arose financial discord between the Count on the one hand and the tax authority on the other, bringing both joy and a certain amount of irritation to an industrious fishmonger on the other side of the globe. The Count was the sort of person who saw moments of change as opportunities rather than threats. Throughout Europe and the rest of the world, people were building cars that might cost 1 million kroner to buy, but only 50 to steal with the help of electronics and 5-step instructions you could get on the internet. For some time, the Count's speciality had been locating the whereabouts of Swedish-registered BMW X5s. His partner in Gdansk would send 2 men to fetch them and bring them to Poland, supplying them with a new history, then importing them again himself. For a while, this had brought in a net profit of 250,000 kroner per car. But then BMW wised up and installed GPS trackers in every new vehicle and the nicer used ones. They had no sense of fair play. They didn't even inform the car thieves in advance. Suddenly, the police were standing in the middleman's warehouse in Ängelholm, gathering up both cars and poles. The Count, however, made it through, not because he was listed as living with a fishmonger in Manila, but because the seized Poles were far too enamoured of life to squeal. Incidentally, the Count had received his nickname.